Sometimes we become so engrossed in the dunya and our worldly lives that we don't have time to contemplate about death. The Prophet ﷺ told us to remember death often because it severs pleasures, luxuries, desires and whims that we have. It's these very same desires that make us neglectful and heedless. In Sharh al-Sulur we're told that if a dead person, someone who's died, he's gone through that process, he's in the next realm, barzakh. If a dead person revealed the agonies of death by coming back to life, people would have certainly relinquished their luxuries and sleep. They'd forget about all these dunyavi luxuries, pleasures of the world, sleeping for 10 hours straight. They'd realize time is short. I will never get this time back. Let me decorate the pages of my life with virtue, with good deeds, with piety, with love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fulfilling people's rights, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling His commands and instructions in the Quran, safeguarding ourselves from the prohibitions. But this is the thing, we don't interact with the dead. But we're told if the dead did come back to life, and he told us about the agonies of death, the pain of death, we will forget about all these luxuries. Forget about rest and comfort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who are aware that our final abode is the akhirah, not the dunya. We're only here for a short stop, a short stay. Actual life is in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to prepare for it.